You know, we talk about sabr, patience, that we need to observe patience, especially when a difficulty first strikes our life. Some people go into depression because of the difficulties, the trials and tribulations that they face. I would like to tell you that always try to keep a mindset of patience, that what problems I am facing, maybe it can be great problems for me, but there could be people out there that are suffering from worse situations than us. This helps, it's a coping mechanism that as on one side, no matter how good I am at my job, there'll always be somebody better than me. Likewise, no matter how difficult my situation and my circumstances are, there'll always be people out there who are in more dire circumstances than ourselves. The problem is, we don't observe patience. We are not thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal, even with the difficulties in our life. We don't make tawbah, even with the difficulties in our life. We have impatience that if the job didn't come through, if my interview was declined or rejected, if a person didn't call me to recite Naat Sharif, or to give a talk, or maybe somebody didn't invite me to the walima or to their private function, if I lose something, if I'm stuck in a traffic jam, I don't observe patience. Why is this the case? If I observe patience, there are tremendous rewards. And if a person does so, then if he does for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah jalla jalaluhu will grant him rewards for his patience as well. So the next time you're stuck in a traffic jam, the next time that something is not working out, or you feel that the door's shutting down and closing all around you, the next time that you are sick, that you have a fever or a flu or a migraine, observe patience. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.